On today's show, the truck wars between Ford and Chevy heat up, Renault takes the wraps off an all-new sedan, and GM will start equipping its midsize pickups with engines built in Thailand. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for July 7th of 2015. When it comes to pickup sales, the F-Series has stomped all over the Chevrolet Silverado. Until now, that is. Last month, the Silverado actually outsold the F-Series. Not by much, only 354 trucks. But that is a massive victory for Chevy. F-Series sales were down 13.3% in June, while Silverado sales were up 13.7%. Ford blames the soft sales on low levels of inventory, but that argument doesn't seem to hold any water. According to Ward's, Ford had 197,000 pickups in inventory at the end of last month, while Chevy had a lot less, just under 170,000. And now Chevy smells blood. It just released three YouTube videos making fun of the fact that the F-Series is made of aluminum. We expect this fight to escalate. Don't be surprised if it goes thermonuclear. A few months back, Toyota made big news when it named Julie Hamp the head of global communications at the company's headquarters in Japan. Not only is it unusual to see an American get that job, she was the first woman to ever hold that position. But Hamp was arrested a few weeks ago in Japan for allegedly importing illegal painkillers. Hamp resigned her position from Toyota, and today authorities announced she will not be prosecuted. Hamp's promotion had caused a lot of consternation in Japan, and this could hamper Toyota's efforts to diversify its executive workforce. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Hyundai. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
For those of you chomping at the bit to get your hands on a diesel-powered Chevrolet Colorado or GMC Canyon, things just got a little brighter. Production of the 2.8-liter Duramax four-cylinder engine just began. Interestingly, while the engine was engineered in Europe and the U.S. to meet fuel economy and operating conditions, it will be produced at GM's $200 million powertrain facility in Thailand. Shipments to North America will start in the third quarter of this year, where the engines will be installed at GM's Wentzville, Missouri plant later this fall. The Renault-Nissan alliance accounts for half of all EVs sold worldwide today, and it's looking to continue that trend. CEO Carlos Ghosn says they will announce more info about increasing the range of their EVs later this year, with the end goal of eliminating range anxiety. Ghosn is especially praising the all-electric Formula E racing series. As with any racing venture, lessons learned on the track will trickle down into everyday cars. Ghosn now sees EVs becoming a mainstream choice. And coming up next, a look at a new sedan from Renault and a plastic leaf spring for compact cars.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Renault just pulled the wraps off an all-new large sedan called the Talisman. The company says it chose that name partly because it's easy to pronounce and is understood around the world. Even though it's similar in size to the Nissan Maxima, Autoblog reports that the two cars are built on separate architectures. The Talisman is offered with a number of different powertrains, two gasoline and three diesel engines, that all meet Euro 6 emission standards. Depending on the setup, the engines can be matched to a 6- or 7-speed dual-clutch transmission or a 6-speed manual or automatic. The car makes its official debut at the Frankfurt Auto Show in September and will go on sale in Europe after that. Could the next Volkswagen Golf get a transverse composite leaf spring for the rear suspension? That's something the supplier company ZF would love to see. It developed a glass fiber reinforced plastic spring, which doubles as a locating point on the suspension. This eliminates the need for several other suspension components, including an anti-roll bar. Put it all together and this design is 6 kilos or 13% lighter than the suspension currently used in the VW Golf. And thanks to eliminating those suspension components, it costs the same. ZF says it just moved out of advanced engineering and is ready to develop for high volume production. And don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday. Here's your chance to dive deep into the new Nissan Maxima. We'll have Vishnu Jayamohan from Nissan Product Planning and Advanced Strategy in the studio. So join John and Gary for some of the best insights on how the auto industry actually gets things done. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.